Good morning. You've got attuned to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Hello, my name is Jasper. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm live in studio with Close Talker, with Matthew, Chris, and Will from Close Talker, I should say. How you fellas doing?
Doing good. Good doing morning. Well.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming and chatting with me at such an early hour.
Mm-hmm. We're happy to. I can't say with honesty we may have been awake anyhow, but we're happy to be here. We're happy to chat.
That's great. Yeah, this is definitely the earliest I've ever been here.
Nice, nice.
Today we are going to take a deep dive into your new record, which isn't out yet. It's called How Do We Stay Here? When does it come out?
It's out on August 30th, so a few more weeks and we're there.
Okay, yeah. You've got four singles out, yeah. I believe, and mm-hmm. we might, if we have time, do a little sneak preview of a fifth.
Maybe a world premiere.
A world premiere.
On the West Coast here. It seems fitting. I think I like that. Yeah.
I've listened to this record quite a bit. I think it's fantastic. I have so many questions because you've done some interesting things with this tour that you're doing to support it. Mm-hmm. But before we talk about that, why don't you tell me a bit about the origins of this record? Where did it all start for you guys?
Sure. We wanted to approach this record a little bit different. We're not a new band by any stretch. We've been playing together for a couple of years now. So one thing that we did that was kind of unique, and I'm just going to jump right into it. We sort of filtered a lot of what can feel like menial decisions in the studio context. We filtered them through this sort of Ten Commandments, we called them. So in past years, we've approached things with just kind of like raw energy and instincts, and what does this feel like, and just kind of not chasing our tails, but just a very excitable approach.
Yeah.
And this, I think we've leaned a lot more, for this record, we've leaned a lot more into like a quiet confidence. And
yeah.
And so there's some parts of the record that are sparse and that are simple. And then I think that just over the years, I think we've developed that maturity to settle into that and be okay with that and not feel we need to rush to the chorus. So there's these Ten Commandments. I don't know if you guys want to elaborate or...
I would love if you would elaborate on the Ten Commandments.
Sure.
I mean, there was things like no ego in the studio. So we tried to... I mean, we all have different opinions about all of the different instruments. Like Matt plays keyboards, bass, guitars. Chris is doing drums and percussion. I'm singing, playing guitars. But we all are talented in those other areas. So I think having the trust built up from literally like the past, I don't know, 5-6 years since we started this band, there's a trust there where everyone can give their own opinions on certain parts, and there's no ego with, oh, I thought about this for a month, so we should do it this way.
No one's easily threatened by criticism.
Yeah.
Like, I think we've passed that.
Mm-hmm. So it was a very open playing field with everything that was coming up. So that sparked a lot of different ideas. Also, we had Protect the Vibe. So I feel like with lots of our albums, they've maybe been more of a collection of songs than an album from start to finish. So this one, we really wanted to protect the vibe from start to finish with like different interludes, songs going into different songs.
Yeah, they flow nice.
Yeah, and just trying to keep it like all in the same world rather than, oh, we need a chill song here, and then, oh, we need a single here, or different things like that. So
just to even back up for a minute, if you haven't read our band bio, I guess the Ten Commandments are kind of, they're basically our list of things that we discussed before we even entered the studio environment. We wanted to like really talk to each other, like what do we want this experience to look like? What are our rules going into this process? So that was what we used to like guide every decision, and like if we hit a wall or hit a problem, we would like look to this list that we wrote up on the wall.
Yeah, I think that's important for any group of people to just have established ground rules that everybody agrees on.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like with an album, I think Matt, you even said this when we were recording it, but there's so many decisions that go into even just like a part of a song to an album that eventually it starts to funnel into what it is. So if you have a clear direction, I think that makes it a lot easier than everyone coming in with their own objectives and then trying to like massage it into something.
Ego, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
people, you have to be willing to let go of, like, kill your darlings, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, like, I get that, you know, you've been working on that guitar part for 3 months, but it doesn't work. Sorry, bud.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, yeah, we're very quick to be like, okay, what about this? Okay, what about this? And I think that's healthy. And one thing that, like, even the Ten Commandments was kind of filtered through as kind of an overarching thing, mm-hmm. Was we, like, as we mentioned, we've been hanging out a lot. So our Venn diagram of musical tastes and influences have very much overlapped over the past years. And we wanted to create a record. And I don't know if this sounds like... kind of snooty to say, but we wanted to create a record that was in our collective top five favorite records of all time.
Yeah.
So there is some overlap in our top five favorite records. So drawing from some of those influences, but primarily drawing from the fact that those records have a timeless quality. When you listen to Radiohead in Rainbows, it could have come out last year or could have came out 10 years ago as it did. And so filtering things through that, like, okay, I'm tracking a modest guitar part, and even like this sounds so nerdy, but my guitar tone, is it like current and gimmicky, and do I like it now, or am I gonna love it in 10 years, or am I gonna roll my eyes? So everything was just like filtered through, and another thing we had was protect the pleasant. So even sonically, like there's a lot of Rhodes piano as opposed to harsh synth. So everything kind of melted into this sonic space, and all the songs, I think more than our past records, really relate well with one another sonically and lyrically. I think it's not a concept album necessarily, but it's definitely an album.
Oh, it's definitely an album. It's mm-hmm. definitely a collection of material that feels comprehensive and cohesive. And it makes sense to me that you folks had like sort of established all of this beforehand, because it really shows in the finished product. And
nice.
It's really interesting to hear you guys talk about this. It takes a while for any group of people to arrive at this kind of understanding with one another, you mm-hmm. know, and it frees up so much time when you're working to just like cut through the BS and
exactly,
and like make something great.
I think anytime we've recorded, we've always kind of gone in with like, okay, now we've finally figured this thing out.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll like at the next time we make an album, it'll feel like that. But in a lot of ways, I kind of think on this last one, we did reach a point where we're like, okay, we actually understand what works for our group and how we're best together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right on. Okay, well, let's do a song. Which one do you want the folks to hear at home?
Let's start with Arm's Length. Okay. Song just came out on Tuesday, and
it's the first one we recorded.
We recorded for this record, and I think it was kind of laid the groundwork for everything else.
Set the tone.
Definitely set the tone. So, cool. Yeah, Arm's Length.
This is Arm's Length by Close Talker.
Waiting.
Okay, so that was a great song. Thanks. Sounds beautiful. Let's talk about who you worked with to make this record. I'd love to hear all about it.
Yeah, so the guy's name is Rob Morrison. He's from Regina, Saskatchewan. And we've known him actually since we started this band. The first record or EP that we did called Timbers, he was just at the studio the same time, and he was trying, I think he was doing like an internship or one, he was new to the city or something like that. So he
I'm
was
not
just,
totally sure, but he's always he been
was
there.
Just, he yeah, was just so, in the room.
So, yeah. yeah, so then yeah. the next record that we did for Flux in 2014, we did it in Montreal, and we were like,
Rob, we need you here.
So he just showed up, and he helped with the vibe and did some producing on that record, and then for our last record, Lens, he mixed a few of the songs as well. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of always had him in our life since we started this band. And I think as we kind of grew, like we were saying before, like grew to trust each other more and more, we were like, this is the guy we have to do the record
with.
And
every record we did, he was like, you guys need to do this with me.
Yeah. yeah. Well, why haven't you called me?
Exactly.
It was our problem. Like, I don't know why we didn't.
I don't know. I think we were starry-eyed about the idea of like, let's go to Montreal. I mean, like as prairie boys, that's an exciting sentence. And Montreal is a beautiful city, granted. But yeah, it was kind of funny that it was definitely a long time coming, and there was definitely the vibe of like when we did go to record with him, it was like, well, about time, guys. Like, come on, I've been here the whole time.
He like had a crush on you for years and you never noticed it.
Well, maybe. And we like,
secretly we had a crush on him.
Yeah, maybe
all
it was,
along.
It was a When Harry Met Sally situation. It was totally. it was just the perfect storm. But yeah, we were always primarily friends, and then finally that professional realm, I think, grew and grew and grew, and then finally we decided, hey, let's go to Regina for the month of February. Can't think of a better time to spend in Regina.
Right.
-35. Let's live in a basement for
Light
a bit.
Light the fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it actually kind of is a good time because there's nowhere else to go.
Totally.
You stay inside, right?
Exactly.
You buckle down.
It's a good creative environment because there are no other options. Well, I guess we played hockey one morning with some Regina elite indie rockers,
who's that?
The Canadian music scene, small. A couple of the guys from Fox Warren.
Oh yeah.
And as you know well, the Canadian music scene is small, so everybody's buddies at least one degree of separation.
Sure. Yeah. I actually I've been to Fox Warren.
Oh yeah.
You guys been there? Well, you're from that part of the world. I suppose you have.
I don't even know it was a place, to be honest.
Oh,
it's Manitoba, I believe, or Saskatchewan.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry. I went to a wedding there. Yeah.
Nice.
Like a fun farm wedding.
Nice.
Yeah,
okay. Okay.
With some of the Fox Warren folks too.
Oh yeah.
Before I knew about the band.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, we're in a band called Fox Warren. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. Nice. Small world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, needless to say, we primarily stayed inside. There was a few outings where we rubbed shoulders with some friends, but
right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, Rob, he engineered most of the record and then mixed it all at his house there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're very, very pumped about how it sounds. And I think, yeah. And secretly, I wish he would have mixed more of our records.
Sure.
Just because it is like...
It's a vibe, yeah.
Whenever we tell some... I think where were we... We were doing an interview a couple weeks ago, and we told the guy that, it was mixed in Regina. And he was like, what? This was mixed, like, in Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, Rob, he doesn't do a lot of stuff. He's, like, this isn't his full-time gig, but...
Really?
He's super talented, yeah.
He's got good ears, yeah.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, there's there's like a spatial quality to the mix. Like it's dimensionally speaking, he achieved something that's hard to achieve. Like it's really layered. Like I really hear a front to back layering that I don't often hear in mixes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The left to right is like a whole thing, but like I often can't separate that kind of dimension of depth in a lot of mixes.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it.
We'll pass that along to him.
Yeah, please do.
He'll be floating for a week off that compliment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's a lovely man.
Well, on that note, let's talk about this tour you're doing because here's what I have. Here's the information that I have.
Okay.
You're doing a three-dimensional, 360-degree silent headphone tour.
It's a mouthful.
Where, would you elaborate on that for me just a little bit?
Sure. I guess that's merited. It's like as soon as you said it, I imagine like we've been in this headspace for 18 months. But if you you said that to anyone else, they'd be like, cool, that sounds impressive. What is that? So we dreamt up the idea, as I mentioned, 18 months ago. And it started actually not like a vain thing, but we wanted to just, for our own sanity, really break our own wheel and do something different for an album cycle. I think we had a desire to not just, hey, let's release a video and a couple singles and then let's do a club tour, as is the mold, and that's that's fine. It's not broken, but for us, we didn't want to do anything that felt redundant or
stale
or insincere. Yeah, so it began and maybe stemmed out of this desire to do something just creative and different and stimulating for us. So that's how it started. So we thought, hey, let's do a listening party was the first idea, and get all our friends together and let's have them wear headphones so we can have like a controlled environment and they can hear the record as we intended, which is
the dream.
Any artist's dream, exactly, is they just want to be heard or seen. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're all sensitive. but then from there, it's like, wait, we're a live band. We can play our instruments. Let's play our record live and have a listening party. Play it front to back, like seamlessly kind of thing. And then from there, we thought, hey, let's do a headphone concert. And then, of course, those exist. That's not new technology. So we thought, and it was kind of the perfect storm and a little bit of Race to Space vibes, where this advancements in 3D audio, and I know that's a little bit of a taboo expression, but because of virtual reality gaming and 3D video, audio has actually been playing catch up, quite truthfully.
Interesting.
And then it was just this idea came at the right time that, like, hey, no one's done this. Let's pursue this. And then there was this tech software company from France that was developing the software, but we connected with them via a company in Montreal. Basically, the long and short of it is there's some really smart French people that came along at the right time and made it possible. So it was literally just like a kind of an idea in our van when we were on a long drive being like, let's do something different. And then it really developed organically, and again, these talented people came along to actually actualize the thing.
Yeah. My main, like, how are you, like, logistically doing this? Like everyone brings their own headphones?
And, no.
Like, how does this work?
Here, you guys jump in. We have tons of headphones.
So, basically, you'll show up at a show like you normally would.
Yeah.
And we've purchased headphones for everyone. So, it'll be a smaller group. I think we have about 60 or 70 headphones all together.
Okay.
And it's a seated environment. So, again, we wanted this, like, controlled, comfortable concert experience. So, everyone comes in and sits down and wears headphones. We'll have a visual artist performing
with
us.
Yes, a local
as well.
In each city, right?
Yeah,
very cool.
That was important to us, yeah.
Yeah, which we can touch on again in a bit. But, just sit down and we'll do a little intro, get everyone seated and comfortable, and then we're basically just going to roll into the performance of our album and
front to back.
Front to back, and have a couple breaks in the middle.
Are they wireless or like?
Yeah. So logistically speaking, we had to jump through all these hoops and it was tricky. So they're wired in headphones. We thought it would be ironic if we cut corners sonically and had a lesser quality for state of the art audio experience. We thought that would be a little bit funny if we like bought cheap headphones and just everyone had an FM transmission.
Yeah, it
or
breaks down the whole
thing. Yeah, exactly. So again, talking to these much smarter people, we had to troubleshoot the best way to go about it. And then even just logistically and like quite honestly, like financially, like how can we pull this off?
Yeah.
It's a very high artistic integrity project, which is code for very expensive.
Code for big dollars.
Yeah, exactly. So there was lots of things we had to figure out. And it was particularly interesting because we didn't really have anyone to go to being like, hey, when you guys did this, what did you do?
Yeah, there's no precedent.
Exactly. So we were kind of chewing through a lot of these growing pains, not on our own, I would say, but definitely like feel like a little bit like pioneers in this. And we hope that it like grows beyond Close Talker. Like we're not holding it close to our chest. Like we hope that if this is truly like, I mean, kind of a new genre to take in music in a meaningful way that other artists desiring that kind of intention would intention, not attention.
Yeah.
intention would pursue it as well. So yeah, they're wired in headphones. So there's a lot of cable management and everyone's seated. And again, it stemmed kind of, we touched on from that desire to like, what's the most intentional, curated environment we can create to get someone to press pause on life and just let life happen for a minute. And so us three really care about music. We're very intentional. That's our medium of choice to kind of enter that time stands still. It sounds cheesy to say out loud, but
yeah, sure, yeah.
That's our medium of choice. And hey, is there any way, can we do a better job of sharing that with the audience? Can we encourage them to join us in that? So it did, like, I mean, I say it kind of with a twinkle in my eye, but it did really stem from this sincere desire to, like, get people to appreciate what we appreciate about music. It's a selfish endeavor, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine a world where we have like a venue in each city where that's set up to do this, and then bands don't have to invest in bringing 50 sets of headphones and headphone amps and cabling for that.
Like, we have the new Avid SL6 board.
Ooh la la!
So yeah, we're traveling
One in Canada
with our tech, Callan Thackeray, who actually learned the software in Montreal for this.
Yeah, we flew.
So yeah, he's kind of been just as much of a part of this as us three.
Oh yeah, from the beginning.
Yeah, so basically at the show we're playing our album front to back, but he's then mixing in a binaural room.
Yeah.
So basically he can place different things around the room to make it feel like you're in the band and like you're sitting like right in the music, and then certain parts and certain songs he'll orbit certain instruments around your head to make it feel like it's kind of swirling around, or maybe the drums go from your left ear and they'll cross across, or maybe you'll feel like they're behind you and then they're way behind you, like in 10
sneak,
seconds.
Sneak up on you or something.
Or they'll come back. Yeah, so he's mimicking all these different things live as we're playing, and people are experiencing it with zero latency. So
zero latency.
That's the impressive part.
Yeah.
So, yeah. 5G.
Yeah. Exactly. Honestly, it's actually crazy. Like we have like basically this Avid console with two supercomputers like running this whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then we're going through this program called SPAT, which is the 3D audio portion of it.
Spatialization. So it's taking like delay and reverb algorithms and like existing science, to be quite truthful.
Sure, sure.
But what's unique about it is the zero latency piece. So like in VR and in that whole realm, everything's premeditated, and it's kind of like essentially like a glorified soundtrack. So like you hear, you're in the woods and you hear a stick break on your left, you move your head left, it kind of plans for it. So what's cool about this is we're playing live instruments, it's being processed in real time, and getting to the audience in that inaudible amount of latency, so like 6 milliseconds or something crazy.
And then there's a sort of a live visual artist reacting to all of it at the same time.
Exactly. So it should be overstimulating at best. So
I love it.
Basically, like if not to bully the audience into feeling moved, but if you're going to feel moved at anything artistic, hopefully we've done our job to be like, okay, guys, sit down, close your eyes, or open your eyes rather, relax. Yeah, and we should talk about our Vancouver artist. He's cool.
Oh, yeah, please.
His name's Tim Rolls.
Yeah.
And we reached out ages ago and sort of pitched this thing as best as we could articulate. And he was like, sweet, I'm in.
Cool.
So, yeah, we're thankful to work with him. And it's a little tricky because we've only done one of these in Saskatoon. And I was a little bit jealous of the audience because I wanted to watch. I wanted to watch the visuals. Yeah, because I found myself getting distracted a little bit. Yeah, like I need to focus on my instruments. But I'm excited to see what they dream up. In each city, everyone will have their own unique interpretation. And we were very cautious as to not step on toes or over-direct. We're just like sent the music saying, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And you run with it. So we're excited to see what that would look like.
And for everyone listening out there, that's happening tonight at the Western Front.
Yeah, I
think doors are at 8 o'clock, something like that?
7:30.
7:30?
But be there by 8 because there's some housekeeping things.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you got to get set up and comfy. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe there's no opener, right? It's just us.
Yeah, this context isn't very multi-band friendly.
No, but I mean, what more could you ask for? It sounds like this is going to be an outstanding show. And I think maybe we should do another tune from the record to give the folks some context. Sure. What would you like to do?
I think we should play the song Half Past Nine.
Groovy.
And I'm going to pick this song because I think it really replicates this mood that we're trying to recreate with this show.
All right, great. This is Half Past Nine by Close Talker. That was very nice, very nice. Where are you guys at on this tour?
We are at day one of this tour.
This is day one.
Yeah, yeah. I guess day three if you count driving out to Vancouver. Yeah. But yeah, this is day
one. Oh, I didn't know that this was the kickoff.
Yeah.
Super exciting. When did you get to Vancouver?
Last night about 10:30.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
After straight hauling it from Saskatoon?
We had a pit stop in Edmonton, but basically, that's nice.
Yeah.
So we're pretty pumped. Like it's been, like Matt said, it's been a long time to develop the project, but the last like few weeks have just been like more thinking about the tour and not just like the logistics of it, but like all the different places that we're going to go. One aspect about this tour that I think is really unique is that since we're not using a PA system, we're just using headphones, we can literally put this on anywhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to rely on in-house.
We've been able to find some really great partners in every city that can put this on in a unique environment. So it's not just like going to another club show or venue that you've been to see a concert. We can really go anywhere. And a lot of those places are quite amazing, like different art galleries and studio spaces and rooftops.
Celebrating the fact that we're not limited to a PA system and shooting music at people. They're literally going to be in the center, in the nucleus of the music, and the music will be around them. So that's what is most exciting about it, I feel.
Wow.
Yeah, and Vancouver, I think, is a great place to start because we all have some ties here. It does feel like a second home in a lot of ways, I think, for at least Matt and Will, for sure.
Yeah.
So this will be like a very comfortable place to start and kick things off.
Yeah, and the Western Front's classic spot with a lot of history.
Totally. Yeah, and like what we needed was just like square footage, like just a big blank canvas, and that offers it. But as you said, it has a narrative still, so it fits the motive.
I saw that you fellas are headed up to Artswells this weekend.
That's right. Yeah,
is this your first one? You ever done one?
No, I've heard good things. I've heard it's like a like you're all in. Like
Changed my life.
Turn off your phone and get into it.
I've gone. This is the first year I haven't gone in like 8 years. I've been to the last eight Artswells.
Wow. What should we expect?
It's pretty. It can be pretty intense. Okay. Like there's. It's basically a small town with like two little collections of buildings that gets taken over by hundreds of people. I'm not sure how many people. It might even be like in the thousands.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty intense experience. Just go with it.
Yeah,
we're excited. There's a little river that meanders through this low valley that's underneath the town that everybody swims in during the day.
Oh, nice.
Make sure you get like some swims in. I don't know if you brought shorts.
We did.
We have two shows there, so.
Yeah. Do you know what venues you're playing at?
We're doing the theater.
The Sunset Theater? That's
Sunset
the best one.
Theater.
That's
and then favorite. We're doing an earlier show outside.
Outside stage? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are two nice spots.
Okay. Awesome. Sweet. Yeah. We're excited. Yeah. So this whole tour is primarily this immersion concert, this 3D silent headphone thing, and then we have a couple festivals riddled in there.
Traditional festivals.
Yeah, where we'll play our rock show.
Yeah. You just blast music if you like.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
Everybody
else. Yeah. It'll be good. It's our new record is a little bit more, as I said, that quiet confidence and mature and like, hey, let's enter a space, but we can still do the live show where we get a little wiggly.
Yeah. Cool. No, the record's like it is patient and like, mm-hmm. Intentional and confident sounding. It's not like trying to. It's just being itself. It's not like trying to like fill these spaces that a lot of bands feel like they need to. You know, it's like, oh, we need to be here. This band on this song and this band on this song.
Oh,
nice.
This guy, he gets it. He gets it. Yeah,
and that was the point.
Yeah, exactly. That was our goal. So we appreciate hearing that.
So okay, you're after Wells. How long is this tour lasting, and where are you going?
We go till August 19th or 18th.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going all the way to Montreal.
Okay.
So yeah, we got I think 12 or 13 stops along the way. So.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do another tune. What are we doing this time?
Let's do The Change It Brings.
The Change It Brings. Any context for this song?
I think this song, I think it encapsulates a lot of what the record's about, with just like, how do we stay here? How do we soak in these moments? And how do we look back on certain times and learn from them, from the good times, the bad times, and reflect on moments that have changed us.
Great. All right. This is The Change It Brings by Close Talker.
Thank you.
That's a great tune.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's the first, you were saying that's like the first sort of proper song that shows up on this record.
Yeah. I mean, it's traditional. It's track three, but we're the first 10 minutes of the record are, I think, establishing the vibe. And then that, one, it's like, okay, we'll give you a chorus.
Yeah. It's the first chorus. It's 13 minutes in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so when this tour wraps up, what do you feel is gonna, how are you gonna stay busy? Like, what are you doing after this tour?
I think a week or 2 weeks after this tour finishes, the record comes out.
Yeah.
So we'll be pretty busy with that end of things, out of home, and it's, I think, about a month out, and we're heading over to Europe for a tour, and then we'll actually be doing another North American tour in November, December. So we got a busy fall ahead of us.
And you're coming back to Vancouver for that tour?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. What was the date? December 5. Mark your calendars.
December 5. Yeah. 5. Do you know where?
Nope.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a ways off.
Yeah.
For everyone listening at home, if you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Close Talker. They've got a great new record out. They're playing tonight at the Western Front. It's a super special concept concert, let's call it, where, you know, they're bringing a headphone rig and they're going to mix it in three dimensions live with live visuals. It's going to be a real spectacle. Are there tickets still available for the show?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It sold out quite quick. And then we just released a handful more tickets yesterday. And then it was very flattering, actually. Quite soon after we clicked publish on our post saying there was more tickets, they were gone.
They got snatched up?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the kind of show where you can't really squeeze extra people in.
No, I had a... Actually, to be quite honest, I had a cousin text me saying, like, can we just sneak in the back? And I was like, well, it's not that simple. Like, we only have X amount of headphones. And it's limiting in that sense and a little bit exclusive by nature. But we're hoping that sort of actually adds to that element of being intentional that we're going for, that this is like a special
shared it makes thing. It special, mm-hmm. You know, it's like it's... I don't want to use the word exclusive because you're not excluding anybody, but it is like, it's super limited. And if you're there, it's special.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's a lot of value in that. And you can't do this on a really large scale yet. I mean, you can hardly do it on this scale.
Yeah, exactly.
So this will be a real special treat for everyone who's going to get through the doors. Matthew, Chris, and Will from Close Talker, thank you so much for joining me today on the inaugural day of your tour.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a real great conversation. We have time for one more song, and I've made a request, and it sounds like we can do it.
Let's do it.
Okay, we're gonna do a world premiere of my selection from this record. Actually, you know what, we could probably do Void and Wait, just do them like
if there's time,
as you intended.
So
this is the opening sequence from this new record. Do you want to say anything about it before we send it off?
Chris, well.
I think it's, I mean, like we said earlier, it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the record. Like, we wanted to kind of create this space before we get into maybe more of the single type of songs. We wanted to just like really create a vibe and a mood. And the song Wait, the lyrics are a lot about us just being on the road, maybe missing our significant others, and just kind of the challenges we go through day in and day out being in a band, or just being away from people that we love. Yeah. So
patience.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here it is. Void and Wait by Close Talker. Thank you.
defining characteristic. I cannot seem to grip it. I have been running without a limit. Where you go, I will follow. Like a feather to an arrow, aim toward a future that is all you ever hoped for.
Time to resolve. I'm not sure if this is something.